This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The Colorado Supreme Court will hear a case involving Miranda rights, the right to remain silent and to an attorney after an arrest. CPR's Tony Gorman reports.
Terrence Keith Eugene was convicted and sentenced to prison for assault in a road rage incident in March 2018. Those charges were reversed by the State Court of Appeals after it came to light that officers failed to provide a Miranda warning, an explanation of constitutional rights when the suspect was in their custody. Prosecutors say the appeal focused too much on the interrogation's confrontational tone and ignored other evidence from the assault. I'm Tony Gorman, CPR News.
Schools in Denver are planning early releases today. More than a dozen schools ended classes early Tuesday because of the heat. CPR's Matt Bloom.
Some classrooms in non-air-conditioned buildings reached the upper 80s. Parents waited in long lines outside of schools to pick up kids early. Tope Dimmer from Denver called off work to come get her three kids.
We're trying to keep the kids and the teachers safe and comfortable. But yeah, it also, parents have to adjust. Yeah, that can be difficult.
DPS says it leaves the decision whether to cancel classes due to heat up to individual schools in the district. Highs in Denver reached into the 90s Tuesday, but temperatures are expected to cool off later in the week. I'm Matt Bloom, CPR News.
A manager from one of Colorado's largest cannabis companies will serve as the next director of New Mexico's Cannabis Control Division. Todd Stevens was with Native Roots Cannabis Company. Stevens' appointment follows a year of turnover at the agency in New Mexico. The U.S. Senate is again working to make it possible for cannabis companies to access banking services. That's currently a problem because cannabis is still illegal under federal law. At a stop in Grand Junction, Colorado Senator John Hickenlooper said he's optimistic a banking bill may finally get done.
There are a number of Republicans who are signed on. You know, we need to pick up a few more Democrats, a few more Republicans, but I definitely think there's hope.
The so-called SAFE bill would protect banks who work with legal cannabis businesses. It's 6 minutes after 7. This is CPR News.